Hitzkiss noses around the Cowboys news with team owner and GM Jerry Jones every Friday at 10:10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet and Brennan Mortgage. Only on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
4:14. Good afternoon, everybody. This is The Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. A little Ranger talk is on the way, but right now it's time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Cowboys and the New York Football Giants, not this week, but a week from Sunday, out at Texas Stadium. Tickets for this are going fast. This is one of those games that looks considerably better now than it did when the schedule came out, because the Giants are 2-1, the Cowboys are looking good.
And you need a ticket.
You need a ticket.
So why don't you go ahead and call Texas Tickets, get it right now, and be done with it.
That's right, 214-696-8001. By the way, the great Darryl Johnston will be on hand doing that game on TV.
Deej.
Good.
Yes.
I like him.
The great Moose will be back at Texas Stadium. Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who really disappointed us with the pit today. But there's always E-News to bail him out. Here's
or drag him down farther.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for the support, Greg. We have learned of the prison that Martha Stewart's going to be confined to for 5 months. The prison is called Alderson. It's in West Virginia. It's known to locals as Camp Cupcake. It has, it's on, it opened in 1927 and houses 1,000 women, most on drug-related charges. The facility sits on...
Any hot bitches?
Oh, Danny,
any.
I don't know. What was that prison movie, The Women Canned Heat?
I've never heard that drop.
Caged Heat.
Women in Chains.
Did you ever see that? It was a show, I mean, I was young and horny.
Had Sybil Danning in it. I believe so.
Wasn't she in every Sybil Danning the blonde?
Yeah.
And the only thing that the prison women wore around were like you know what Mike Tice used to come out in? That little cutout
smock.
Yeah, a little smock. They wore that around and just heaving sweaty bosoms everywhere.
I love that movie.
It's always shower scenes.
When was Caged Heat?
Caged Heat.
No, like there's a place
heat
in this world for the heaving bosom. I don't think it was Canned Heat. But, yeah, there's a place in this world for the heaving bosom.
So, Danny, to answer your question, I don't know. I'm going to say no.
It was a drop.
What was the question?
I would never
I've
say
never it. Heard that drop.
Which drop?
Any hot bitches?
That didn't sound like a drop to
Boy,
me.
It just sounds so real, too, Danny. It's unfortunate. But anyway, there is no fences, no gates surrounding it. She can expect to share her living quarters with anywhere from 25 to 89 roommates. There are no individual cells. It's one big
bitch
open room. Mike. And here's how they will pass the time. Prisoners generally rise at 6 a.m. Then they perform tasks around the community. Such as
they're going to be performing a lot of tasks on each other, I bet.
It's not the movie. It's not Canned Heat, all right?
What?
On her nipples.
Mm-hmm.
The worst drop. On her nipples. On her nipples. The task.
On her what?
On her nipples.
On her nipples. They perform tasks such as picking up trash, mowing grass, and maintaining.
Her nipples.
Mowing right, grass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maintaining riverbanks in the town of Alderson. Other duties include...
Maintaining riverbanks?
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
Like picking up beaver pelts or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there'll be some beaver pelts out there.
Okay.
Beaver.
Picking up beaver pelts?
I don't get that.
Beaver.
Yeah, on the side of the riverbanks. Other duties include plumbing, painting, and kitchen labor. Inmates make a handsome living, anywhere from 12 to 40 cents an hour.
Now, can you imagine how much better you can live on 40 cents an hour than 12?
Yeah.
In prison?
Well, no. I mean, it's, I don't think they have a gift shop down in the lobby.
Yeah, they do. A commissary where they can buy stuff? Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
you get like three meals a day. And if you want to buy, like, you know, a candy bar, you got to buy it from the commissary.
I think people, they underrate prison.
No, I think it's rated right where it needs to be.
But think
I think you're right.
Think
people do underrate
think
prison.
Think if you're a bum, and every day you're scrounging for food. That's your life, is scrounging for food.
There are people in this city right now that the police will not arrest because they want to be arrested where they can go and get three squares.
Right. They can wake up. I think they have TV. They have a bed to sleep in. It's not freezing cold.
Three squares and a cot.
Yeah, it's not smoking hot.
Three hots and a cot.
That's it. Three hots and a cot.
You know, they don't have to fight through the really bad weather. If it's hot here, if it's cold here, either one. It's temperature controlled. They can watch all the Oprah they want. I think they have cable in prison.
Yeah, we had that story because they couldn't watch Nip Tuck the other night.
Yeah, they can watch The Shield and stuff.
Yeah, but what happens when you have to poop?
Why do you got to bring that up?
What do you mean, what happens? You go.
Well, I guess if you're women, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, yeah. But what if you're a guy?
Then you're going to poop in front of everybody, just like you do in the Army.
In the military.
You just go over there in the corner and...
Or in the middle.
Drop trowel and do it, huh?
You have a stall.
I mean, you don't either.
There are toilets in stalls, or did Shawshank lie to me?
Shawshank lied to you.
No, like every Snake cell has their own little toilet.
A commode.
Yeah, it's got a commode.
No, not a stall.
And that commode is right out there in front of everybody, and you practice the open door policy whether you want to or not.
You know what? You just get used to it.
Captain Doodoo.
Yeah. I mean, let's say that you have your own cell.
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry. That ain't the way I roll.
If you had your own cell.
God, she'd embrace prison.
If you had your own cell like Andy Dufresne did in Shawshank, mm-hmm. You'd have problems then. You have your own cell. That is a stall.
Yeah, it's because people are going to come walking by.
Well, the guards. Yeah. But I guarantee you, the dude that lives next to you, he's probably going to get one of those mirrors and do that mirror gag and watch you pooping.
Yeah. And that's why you have to have like a laser beam to point at his mirror to blind him.
Pick one of those up at the prison commissary.
Right,
the laser beam for 40 cents.
Like some sunflower
That's
seeds
a whole
and the
day's
laser
pay.
Famous people to pass through Camp Cupcake include singer Billie Holiday, who did time on drug charges, and former Manson disciple Squeaky Fromm. Squeaky Fromm was in Camp Cupcake?
And she tried to shoot the president?
She was famous.
She escaped from that prison in 1987, but was recaptured 3 days later. Boy, it'd be real tough to escape.
She wasn't the good-looking one, was she?
You know what? They don't care if you try to escape.
No.
I mean, that's why there's no fences.
Okay, there's one of them that was kind of hot.
I saw a picture of this place, and it looks like a...
Patricia Krenwinkel.
It looks like a small northeastern college dorm.
Like a pretty area around it and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care if you want to escape. If you want to escape, you know what your punishment is? You don't get to go back to that prison. You get to go to a...
Sing Sing.
You get to go to a tougher one.
It's the way it is like a prep school.
It's the way it is on all the, like, the minimum security federal prison. It's the way it is. And the people that are, like, white-collar crimes, there's no fence. There's no locks. If you want to leave, go. But when they catch you, and they will, then you're going to go to the next step.
Sing Sing?
Not Sing Sing.
That's Alcatraz?
I haven't had Alcatraz since 1961.
Shawshank?
Right.
I don't even know if that exists.
Supermax?
All of it.
Singerville?
Yeah. You're right there because that's federal.
What's Huntsville?
A state.
I don't know, Greg.
Yeah, prison man.
Did you not take
prison?
Government in high school?
Prison 101?
Yeah.
No,
I
didn't. Did you learn about that?
I never watched Oz.
About crime and punishment?
It seems that Jessica Simpson and Nick Latchkey...
Oh, that's Lachey.
Are we on to another story now?
I hope so, because we spent way too much time on that one.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Sorry,
eat
man.
Me.
Yeah.
What? Like...
You heard me, Greg. Eat me.
I thought I did. I was hoping I didn't hear you.
You're so matter of fact about it, too. Eat me. I'm not mad. It is what it is. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey are considering ending their marriage, according to several reports.
It's more stories than the Inquirer.
I called this last year, whenever it was very obvious that she was the bigwig in the marriage, and he, who was in a boy band, he's no longer a boy, and his voice is not a viable rock star pop voice himself.
I'll tell you what it is. It's exactly what it is.
What?
He's tired of it.
Exactly.
No, I think it has a lot to... I know he's tired of it, obviously.
I mean, he's tired of her thinking that buffaloes can fly.
Right.
And not knowing what chicken of the sea is. He's sick of it. She's a dumb bitch.
Oh, come on, Grego. The hammer.
Although, jeez. Greg... She's from Dallas. You may be offending some relatives.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. I mean, I'm a nice girl trying to make it in this world.
I call it the way I see it. That's what I see. Dumb bitch.
On the God, come on. She might be a nice person.
She might be.
Well, it doesn't make her a B. I can't even say that word. Mike, not you too.
Lachey on this season's Newlyweds called her a pampered bimbo to her face.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a classic example because she is hot. Smoking hot body, but we're finding somebody that's tired of it.
I honestly think that he is sick of her getting all the attention. He gets zero. He is nothing right now. He can't book a gig at the Wiener Schnitzel down off Ross.
Actually, it's on Gaston.
Whatever.
It is?
Yeah.
They have one there?
Yeah.
And here she is. I mean, she's huge. She's on... You know, she played the MTV Awards, and they don't care about him. They care about her.
He is baggage.
Yeah. And you know what? He was way bigger than her. He met way bigger. I mean, he kind of, like, nurtured
her.
I've
never heard. So obviously she just used him. She rode on his coattails as far as that would take her, and now she's surpassed him.
You'd never heard of him
I'd never heard.
Her?
Of, well, I'd never heard of him before.
It's because you're not into boy bands like Danny.
Well,
Danny
hopefully you're not either.
Alerted me to 98 degrees.
Tonight in Dallas' own Wiener Schnitzel, Nick Lachey.
Think that guy would do the spot?
I like that guy, the motocross guy.
Yeah. There was a big benefit concert for Ray Charles.
Why does he need a benefit?
Well, it was a tribute concert, and it benefited...
What's the difference between a benefit and a...
It was a tribute concert that benefited Morehouse College.
Okay.
Bill Cosby hosted the event. It included Stevie Wonder, Travis Tritt, Michael McDonald, James Ingram. Is that Jack Ingram's brother?
He's greatness. Mm-hmm. Did 100 Ways.
Patty Austin. Don't know who that is.
They soul sang, singer.
They sang hits such as Georgia on My Mind, What I'd Say, and Hit the Road, Jack. What I'd Say.
That's What I Say, not What I'd Say.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan. Leave me alone. I'm just trying to do a story here.
Snake.
I thought everybody knew What I'd Say.
What I'd Say. You sure it's not What I'd Say? I'm just reading it at
what
it says.
How long is Tim
here?
Cowshaw going to go with the haircut of the kid from Jerry Maguire?
I'm going to have to just smash that TV because you cannot fight through it.
You can't.
The hammer.
That is a funny haircut. He's too old to have that haircut.
He's got a worse haircut than Mark Cuban. That's the worst haircut in Dallas.
Might want to stand back, burrito.
Yeah, you might. Hey, how much do you think that the leading newsman makes up in New York City?
You mean like Peter Jennings or Dan Rather?
No. Like on their, you know, local NBC affiliate. Like their Brad Watson.
No, I'll bet millions.
No, it's not like Brad Watson.
You mean like a John McKay?
Yeah, it's like John McKay.
Like John McKay.
Like one of their, you know, big anchors.
Clarice Tinsley.
Or big fat pair Mike Snyder.
Right.
I'd say 3 or 4 million.
$100.
Norm might. But then again, if he's on The Price is Right, he's going to be okay because he's not going to go over.
Yeah, he lowballed. Well, Ernie Anastos who is on the very odd Channel 2, the CBS affiliate. Supposedly, he leaked to the Daily News that he was jumping to Fox Channel 5 for $10 million.
My God.
Hey, Mike and the Mad Dog make millions.
Then Channel 5 comes out and says, wait a minute, we haven't even signed him yet. Yes, we offered him some money, but he's jumped the gun. The deal was for $1.1 million the first year and could have potentially netted him more. But $10 million is ridiculous. Not only that, he lied to Fox. He told him he'd be out of his CBS contract in January, but his contract doesn't end until July 2005.
So what does this mean?
What are they going to do about this?
I don't know.
And who do you believe?
I believe the network. I don't believe Ernie. First off, if you signed a deal...
He ain't making $10 million a year.
Are you leaking it and saying, I'm making about $10
million? No. And for another thing, they're not going to pay the local guy.
But some of those guys would do that.
How arrogant is that?
You think Hansen wouldn't do that?
Like, come out and say... Now, I did hear Hansen one time say that Fox offered him $1 million a year to do some show. Some Pat Summerall football show. Way back in the mid-90s. I don't remember hearing him on the
air. $10 million a year? That's more than Rather and Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw make.
No, I think they make...
They don't make that. I think they make like 5 or 6, but I don't think they make 10. That's a lot of money. That's Bill O'Reilly money.
Is that what he makes?
He makes about 25.
25?
Are you kidding
me? He deserves every penny of it.
Doing that show?
Every dime
he
deserves.
You could train a chicken.
No kidding. He is a failed entertainment news reporter.
Every penny he deserves.
You know what? He's Jules Asner.
He is. He is a glorified Jules Asner.
That's total, though. That's his radio, TV, and books and everything.
What is his salary for that dumb show he has, isn't
it? I think they said it was
10. 10 for Fox News Channel?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
He generates a lot of money. It's what he's worth.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Finish the story.
It seems he might die.
Who?
That's E-News.
That's false information.
There is no end to the story. We'll tell you the end of the story once we get it.
There's no end to the story?
No one knows.
Then why read the story? If the story doesn't have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Because I wanted to know if you guys were interested in what the people were making in New York City, okay?
Well, okay, well, where is the end of that story?
Hang on.
Where's stuff on, like, Beyonce and Pee Wee Herman and Eminem?
Anastosis rep declined comment.
I mean, who cares about this guy?
End of story.
Keep your E-News in Hollywood.
Keep your E-News in Hollywood. And there's the turn of the head. There's the hand fart.
This sucks.
There's the drop that Norm's never heard. And there's the snake.
There's the getting up. There's the walking out the door.
The door shuts, and the snake is no longer in the studio. And here we are.
Yep. Got him,
this
didn't we?
Ducks.
All right, some Ranger talk next.